If you ask a hiker what they like most about hiking, chances are they'll tell you it's taking their boots off at the end of the day. This is especially true for a hiker who's been on the trail for weeks or even months. In Vermont, many of these so-called through hikers will stop at a historic hotel called the Inn at Long Trail.
These are some of our hiker services.
My name's Oki. I work at the Inn at Long Trail. We've had a lodge here since 1923 catering to hikers. You don't hike the Long Trail or the Appalachian Trail without stopping here.
The Green Mountain Club, which oversees the Long Trail, built the inn in 1939 as a winter annex to their original summer hotel and clubhouse across the street. You can still see the ruins of that first building, which was destroyed by fire in the late 1960s. Innkeeper Oki O'Brien says even if hikers don't spend the night, most will at least stop in to have a beer and sign the guest book, typically with their trail names, the nicknames they pick up on their journey.
You know, here's 10 o'clock, Cat, Drudge and Tree Catcher, Skittles, Freeze. Each name has a story behind it. Little Red, Tuttles, T-Bone. You know, how did they get them?
O'Brien says hearing all those backstories is one of the best parts of his job.
There was a hiker in here last year, and his trail name was Not Yet. And he was doing the Long Trail last year, and the year before he'd done the Appalachian Trail. And he said his first day on the trail, somebody asked him if he had a trail name, and he said, Not Yet. And that became his trail name.
O'Brien introduces a hiker named Sunshine, who's making use of the coin-operated washer and dryer.
I've been averaging about 18 miles a day, and I finally got here at the inn, and I'm really excited for my first shower and some clean clothes.
After a week on the trail, Sunshine says taking a zero day, that's what hikers call a day they don't do any walking, is priceless.
Taking your hiking boots off is probably the best feeling in the whole entire world. And, you know, if you've ever been on a long hike, you know, it's like instant relief. You put your feet up, the blood is flowing. It's like being born. I don't know. It's awesome.
Murray and Patty McGrath, whose family bought the inn in the late 1970s, say despite a few additions, the hotel hasn't changed much in 70 years. There's the same rustic stone fireplace in the living room, plenty of bentwood furniture to plunk down on, and the original beamed ceiling. The McGraths did add the Irish pub, which Murray says has been a big hit with hikers.
When the trail used to run right through our parking lot, we were the only draft beer restaurant literally on the trail, so it was perfect for him.
Long Trail Ale, that's why I came here.
You've got Guinness also.
Nah, that's too much like syrup.
Patty McGrath says their non-hiking guests are sometimes put off by the hikers, but because most of the rooms don't have TVs, she says everyone eventually ends up in the pub, laughing and sharing stories.
First impressions with hikers, well, that can be challenging. They're a bit of a ragtag-looking bunch. They smell to high heaven, but they are the funniest, most diverse group. The variety in age, in social strata, the whole thing is just absolutely amazing.
Murray McGrath nods and then laughs. Remember Portican Dan, he asks his wife?
He was a riot. Actually, he packed his pack probably five times to head out on the trail and would meet another hiker that he hasn't seen since Virginia. And they'd come, the next thing you know, he's back at his bar stool. He was hilarious. I said, Dan, didn't you leave? We're going to have to start calling you Backspin. He just never left. It was great.
Portican Dan did finish his hike, eventually. The McGraths say he sent them a grinning photo of himself at the end of the Appalachian Trail later that fall. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington, Vermont.